You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Think you need to invest thousands of dollars in a wedding or event designer to decorate your wedding reception and make it an Instagram-worthy sensation? Think again, my friend. Today, we're going to talk about designing your wedding like a pro, choosing your colors, your theme and decor, and so much more. That's coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast.
Thousands of engaged couples have planned simple, meaningful, and affordable multi-day, multi-event wedding celebrations, and you can do it too with Wedding Weekend by Design. Wedding Weekend by Design is a digital wedding planning package specifically for couples who want to maximize their wedding celebration across multiple days and multiple events. Whether you're stuck in the initial thoughts of, I don't think we can pull that off with our time and budget phase, or you've already committed but you're finding yourselves in a tangled mess of half-made plans, finally, I have an incredibly straightforward 6-step framework to planning your multi-day wedding celebration from start to finish with absolutely zero guesswork. Visit weddingweekend.co to get started planning your dream celebration today. That website again is weddingweekend.co. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much, as always, for joining me here today and spending a few minutes of your day with me chatting about your wedding. As I say every show, it's a huge honor to be a part of such a special time in your life, and I am thinking of you. Today's conversation is going to be applicable to pretty much anyone who's in the stage of envisioning or imagining or actually making moves on designing your wedding reception decorations. Now, when we boil down to what we really want, all we want is a absolutely show-stoppingly gorgeous reception that looks like it was decorated by a professional event designer, but that you decorated on your own for just a couple hundred dollars. Is that so hard? Well, this is a topic that is surrounded in a lot of frustration and confusion for so many of us because, hello, newsflash, most of us are not professional event designers, definitely myself included in that. I do not have a natural talent or a natural designer's eye for colors and themes and motifs, etc. And I'm guessing that you might not either. So this is a topic that can trip people up. The question itself on the surface seems fairly simple. I'm struggling with imagining how everything will look in the end together. Our flowers, signs, decorations, tables, etc. Any tips for making sure all my little decisions fit together in the end? I got started answering this question for the last part of a Q&A, and my intention was to spend 1 or 2 minutes on it, and I quickly realized that it can be a much deeper conversation. And I think when we break down approaching your wedding reception decor with 4 really simple framework steps or lenses that you can look at it from, it becomes much less overwhelming and much more manageable. So again, if you're like most of us, you're not a professional full-service event designer. And also for most of us, paying for one of those is probably not in the budget. So that leaves us in this challenging position of how do we trust that the dozens, it feels like hundreds, let's be real, all of these small decisions that we're making day in and day out for the wedding reception decorations. So for example, just to name a few that are off the top of my head, your invitations, your linens, flowers, favors, cocktail napkins, confetti, wedding party outfits, etc. It could go on and on and on. We want ultimately in the end, all of these elements to work together to create a cohesive vision. And that's what creates that show-stopping wow factor that makes it look like a professional has designed your event. So with the groundwork laid, today we're going to explore four very easy ways that you can use professional design skills to create that show-stopping look that you're going for on your reception, your wedding day. And this can also apply for other events as well. So a bridal shower, an engagement party, your rehearsal dinner, even decorating your home. I mean, these tips are very universal, so feel free to keep them in your back pocket and pull them out for other events down the road. And these four things we're talking about today are suitable for all budgets. And no, you do not need an advanced degree in art or design to pull it all off. So the first thing that we're going to consider as we're putting together our look for the reception, as we're starting to design things, the number one thing that goes into that ultimate final look, or the number one influencer, I should say, is your venue itself. So number one is consider your venue. One of the very first major decisions that a lot of couples make as they start into wedding planning is choosing the venue. And your venue is going to be the driving force behind many, if not most, of the design decisions that you're going to make throughout your engagement. So needless to say, your venue is a really, really important decision. The spot you choose, this is like the number one centerpiece of all of your decor because it's the first thing people see. It overtakes everything else. So it's going to set the tone. It's going to set the theme in many cases. And if you have subscribed to the engagement starter kit, you've heard me talk all about how important of a decision your venue is. So I'm not going to rehash that whole conversation. But by all means, if you want to go deeper into choosing your venue and why it is such an important decision, head over and claim your free engagement starter kit. It's at weddingplanningpodcast.co/learn more. For the purposes of our conversation today, I will say that choosing a naturally beautiful venue is my very best number one tip for keeping your overall design budget in check and also for making your overall work as the quote event designer, because you're doing it yourself. If we're following this conversation and we're on the same page, it's going to make your job easy. So easy if you choose a naturally beautiful venue. So take advantage of plants, gardens that are full of flowers, green grass, artwork, statues, maybe a stunning view of an ocean, river, lake, mountains, whatever that view looks like. Beautiful rooms with beautiful colors, beautiful paint and furniture. Your job is going to be so easy if you can capitalize on all of those things already being in your venue. And as you're shopping and as you're price comparing and as you're getting everything set out to make that final decision, I'll say here quickly, I would pay more for a venue with beautiful gardens and a view any day. That extra cost up front might sound a little scary and it might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but believe me, that extra investment on the front end is likely to pay big dividends down the road, both in saving you time, saving you stress, saving you a lot of extra decisions to make, and ultimately, very likely saving you a lot of money. Now, I'm strategically talking about your venue very first on this list about designing your overall reception, because until you've committed to a venue, I would hold off on making any major design decisions. And let me actually scratch major. I would hold off on making pretty much any design decisions until you have your venue locked in. Now, the second thing we're going to do, number two on our list of ways to design your reception like a pro, the second thing we're going to do is we're going to get organized visually. We're going to take a step back and we want to approach this with the big picture in mind. It's very easy to get bogged down in all the little tiny details. And when you don't take a step back to see, what's the saying? See the forest and not the trees, I believe. Might have butchered that one. Sorry about that. But we need to take a step back and see how everything is going to look together. Because when you're looking at every little thing individually, it can be overwhelming and hard to see how that's going to all come together. So my favorite tool to do this, and you've heard me say it time and time again, is good old Pinterest. And I would recommend using Pinterest to digitally collect all of your ideas. Or if you're not into doing this digitally and you're more of like a tactile, you want to touch it, you want to cut it out, you want to tape it on a board, that's totally fine too. You can do a good old fashioned vision board using physical materials. Maybe this looks like color samples and fabric swatches that you're collecting. You can use actual magazine pictures. You can freehand draw. You can make lists and just keep everything on a huge bulletin board if that's more your style. The point is that this way you can look at your favors next to your invitations, next to your cake, next to your table settings, and next to your wedding party outfits, and you can see how everything looks together really, really easily. Now, getting started with Pinterest, if you're not a Pinterest user, it's free, it's exceptionally easy, and I will warn you, it's also completely addicting, so beware, go in with caution. After a quick break, I have two more insider tips for designing your wedding day like a pro, and also a handful of creative wedding decoration ideas to share with you. I'll be back in just a minute. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. Susan has been in the travel business for 27 years, and she personally travels to her recommended destinations all the time. So she has firsthand on-the-ground experience with all the amazing resorts, excursions, and services that she recommends. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Minted Weddings offers you incredible prices on freshly sourced stationery designs from independent artists for everything from your save-the-date announcements to invitations, matching wedding websites, programs, seating charts, and beyond. Enjoy a complimentary 30-minute stationery design consultation to help you find the perfect style for your unique wedding celebration. You can also try out their free monogram maker, which is so fun and so easy. You simply plug in your first names, your wedding date, and choose from dozens of fun designs and custom colors. I recommend Minted to all of my friends and family because not only are their gorgeous designs incredibly affordable, most importantly, they offer a flawless and luxurious end product. I use Minted every year for our family's holiday cards, and I also love their wide selection of unique stationery and personalized gifts. Wedding Planning Podcast listeners can view current promotions and special offers by visiting weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. That website one more time is weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers, aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you're finding today's conversation valuable. It's a really fun one. Like I said at the beginning, I don't feel like I have a natural designer eye, and I'm not naturally good at, say, redecorating a room in my house. I love more than anything to go out shopping to Home Goods, best store ever, but I have a tendency to pick up a lot of disjointed stuff. I don't know. I see one thing, and if I really like it, I just am tempted to buy it. And I don't really ever consider how it's going to fit in with the grander theme of the room. So I am guilty of putting together hodgepodge design deals. So trust me, this conversation comes from someone who does not find it easy at all. But with these tips we're going over today, it does create an end product that looks very, very professional. So before the break, we just talked about the importance of your venue and then the importance of stepping back and looking at all of your ideas from a perspective of the big picture. So you want to take at a glance look at everything and the way it's going to come together as a whole. Now we're going to get a little more specific and we're going to get into the fun stuff. So we're going to talk about colors, themes, and motifs and how to use them to create a really cohesive design plan for your wedding reception. Now, motifs and themes, this might sound fancy, but not to worry. We're going to pull everything together and leave you with one showstopper look for your reception with these last two design guidelines. So our item number three for designing your reception decor like a pro. Now that you have your venue and you have your overall vision at a glance, either on Pinterest or a physical poster board or bulletin board, it's time to talk about colors. Now, chances are your vision board or your Pinterest boards, they might be all over the color map in terms of the colors that you're pinning. Ideally, we want to settle on a color palette that spans anywhere from like 3 to 5 shades that are complementary when taken together. So a great way to find this is, guess what? Head to Pinterest and search wedding color palette, wedding color theme. There are endless numbers of wedding blogs that have these set color themes laid out on Pinterest, and you can look at the exact colors, how they've been put together, and the overall look, because they have a ton of sample pictures from other weddings. So that's a great way to settle on your colors. And as you do this, you probably already have colors that you naturally gravitate towards. For me, this is mauves, grays, pinks. So that would be like my natural color palette that I would gravitate towards. You can probably look at those mood boards, those Pinterest boards, and what colors really jump out at you. What colors are you leaning towards time and time again? And then as you're thinking about that, another thing to consider with your colors is back to your venue. Yes, it sounds kind of strange, but your venue might have an overarching color theme already going on inside of it or outside if you're outdoors, either way. There may be like all purple flowers. So if you have purple flowers everywhere in your outdoor venue space, then it's going to look kind of strange if you try to like jerk away from that and go in an entirely different direction with the colors. I'm not saying your colors have to be purple, that everything has to be purple, but it's something to consider. Again, consider the furniture that's in your venue. Is it made of dark wood or light wood? What color is the upholstery? What color are the walls? We ended up choosing a venue that was kind of an Italian villa style, and it had a huge swimming pool right off the back of it. So where we had our ceremony and the dancing and whatnot was inside this villa, but right outside the floor-to-ceiling windows was the swimming pool. So as we were thinking about our wedding pictures and how everything was going to look, there was going to be a humongous turquoise swimming pool in the background of all of that, regardless of what we did. There was no getting around the swimming pool. There was no way to hide it. There was no way not to incorporate it. So that turquoise blue swimming pool was something that we had to consider as we were designing colors and kind of the overall vibe of what we wanted everything to look like. And I mentioned it quickly, but you'll also want to consider any metals, any wood, any tiles and stones that are prevalent throughout your venue, and how that's all going to work with, for example, a ceremony archway or signs, custom signs that you're purchasing. A lot of these are made out of a wooden backdrop. If everything in your venue is really dark, deep mahogany wood, and then you come in with like a light, ashy washed wooden sign, it doesn't go together. And again, we don't need to be matchy-matchy with every single frame and every single sign. But as you make these decisions, if you're consistent as you make decision after decision, that is how we arrive in the end to that cohesive look, where the picture frames on your tables complement the wooden chairs at the tables, and those complement the gigantic mantelpiece that's made out of the same dark wood. So hopefully that's all making sense. I kind of feel like I did a little tangent there, or colors is just a big discussion. There's a lot of things to cover here. And we're not done with colors. So continuing on with that, your color palette choice. So once you have that decided, again, this can look like anywhere from, say, 3 to 5 shades that all complement each other. Those colors combined with your venue space, these two things are going to give you basically a free pass and a filter through which you can make all of your future design choices. How easy is that? So those two things are going to make a lot of decisions for you. If you find yourself on the fence about an element that just doesn't really seem to fit in with your other colors and materials, and you filter it through, does this complement or no? Yes or no? It's pretty simple. If the answer is no, then leave it out. If you're in the middle stuck, I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I absolutely love it, make it work. That's fine. Again, we don't need to be matchy-matchy about every single thing. But the color palette and the venue, those are going to make your life really easy. So take that point to heart. And then as we wrap up on colors, I will say that making design decisions throughout your engagement, this involves a lot of discipline, which sounds kind of strange, but especially for those of us who this stuff just does not come naturally to, myself included, no matter how much you're drawn to something specific, to a specific sign or color or item, if it doesn't fit with your overall vision, then you simply need to pass. Buy it for the living room or buy it as a gift for someone. But it doesn't help to have this overarching vision if you end up just giving in when you find this fabulous custom sign and you're going to put it at the entry to your reception, but it doesn't match anything else. That's going to undo what we're striving towards as we have this conversation. And it's worth pointing out too that I know a lot of us are engaged for a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. That's a long time to be making design decisions that fall under this cohesive umbrella. So if you're shopping for something today, but your wedding isn't for 18 months from now, there is a highly likely possibility that your tastes are going to change along the way. So that's something to be careful about as well as you're making these little decisions. And I would encourage, perhaps, if it feels right for you, I'm not going to say it is definitely right for you or not, but if you're in that longer engagement period of 18 months to 2 years or beyond, I would encourage you to wait to make these design decisions, maybe until you're a year out from the wedding. Definitely not until you have your venue and that is all settled up, but as you're making these little decisions along the way, it might behoove you to wait until closer, just so you're not changing your mind over a 1.5 year span, which can be kind of a long time. And again, taste can change. All right. And the last number 4 way that we can design our wedding reception like a professional, minus investing thousands of dollars to have a professional actually do it for us, is to maybe perhaps choose a theme, or if not a full-blown theme, a motif. There's a good design word for you. When you hear wedding theme, what comes to your mind? Maybe you have a wedding theme. It could be beach or rustic, barn, modern, classic wedding, maybe a winery wedding. Not all couples will even identify a theme, and that is totally fine. Settling on a theme is probably something that you'll explore closer to the venue shopping stage, which we opened the show with. Kind of jumping around a little bit here, forgive me, but a theme and your venue are likely going to go hand in hand. You're probably not going to choose a barn venue and then try to pull off like a really mod wedding theme. Those two things don't really go hand in hand. So they will likely complement each other. As far as design decisions go, here's the easiest example that I can think of. If you're getting married at a winery, then having a wine theme to your wedding reception would be the perfectly obvious choice. So you can tie in wine theme into your invitations, your favors, your signs, your place cards, maybe your table names. It's kind of the overarching thing that's guiding all of these little decisions. Now, a motif versus a theme feels to me, this is not design class 101, so this is not like a book example. This is just the way I see it. A motif feels like a lower commitment than a theme. A theme to me is more like the overarching of the entire thing. All your decisions are going to fall under this big overarching theme. A motif might identify just a handful of design decisions that fall into the same, maybe a style or a pattern or a single plant, for example, succulents. You could take a succulent motif, and that might play on having succulents on your wedding invitations printed on them. It might play on your color palette. So you might be working with like some mint greens, sage greens. It could be succulents could be included in your bouquets, in your centerpieces, and then maybe you give away mini succulents as your guest favor. Another motif that I can think of would be lace. So for example, your dress is made out of lace and so are the table overlays. And then you have like a really pretty lace pattern worked into your cake. And you laser cut favor boxes that mimic a lace pattern. So to wrap that up, a theme or even a simple motif can also be a great way to create this cohesive designer look that we're going for in the end. And it makes your job easier because choosing the theme or the motif guides your individual decisions and allows you to trust that in the end, everything is going to come together and work as a whole. And then to close out today's show on decor and designing your wedding reception, I get so many questions and requests for easy and affordable decoration ideas that you can incorporate into your reception. So I'm going to share just a couple of my favorite decoration ideas that you can do yourself. And a lot of these things I'm going to list off, you can do these for less than $100 easily. And to give you the tools to do this on your own, because it is a gold mine, when I collect these ideas, I almost always start on Pinterest. So here are 3 quick ideas that I found, but for literally thousands more decoration ideas, head to Pinterest and do a search. Here are some search terms that I find really, really valuable. You can do wedding decor ideas. Another really good one, wedding decor on a budget. DIY wedding decor is a good one. Elegant wedding decor. These are just a few search terms to get you started, but get creative and be specific with exactly what you're looking for. If you're looking for wine theme wedding decor, put that in, and trust me, you will be blown away by how many really, really specific ideas you get back. So the first really easy effort, I mean, it's effortless, really. Really easy, effortless decoration idea for your reception is to string lights in a canopy overhead, or maybe even drape them down from a sort of a overhang or a ceiling. We're going into the Christmas season, if you're listening to this in real time, and this would be the perfect time of year to keep an eye out in your neighborhood for any yard sales, or keep an eye out locally on Craigslist for families who are either upgrading their lights or just downsizing and getting rid of their lights. Perfect opportunity to snag a ton of twinkle lights and decorate your reception with them. So this can be very affordable. You can even go out and buy them new at Home Depot, at Target, at Walmart, on Amazon, wherever you prefer to shop. This is a great item for you to use for your reception. And then when you're done with them, guess what? You can sell them to another couple who can use them and get some of that investment back. Another very basic yet very, very impact-making design idea is tulle, T-U-L-L-E. You can buy bolts of organza tulle in your wedding colors, and you can use, this is that very thin, see-through, very romantic looking fabric. And there are a million things you can do with tulle. You can drape it down from the ceiling in big colorful sheets. You could use it to cover a blank wall space. Maybe your venue has a big blank wall that you're trying to warm up or add some visual interest to. You can also use it to wrap pretty much anything, posts or a ceremony archway. I will link to my favorite and super affordable supplier of tulle in today's show notes, so be sure to take a peek at that when you have a hands-free moment if you would like more information on where to buy tulle. And then the last fun decoration idea I have to share with you is lanterns, which I love. We have a ton of these in our entryway and inside our house. You can use either paper lanterns or real lanterns, either one, beautiful at a wedding reception. I will say IKEA has some adorable multi-sized lanterns, like real full freestanding lanterns. They come in a small and a large size from my recollection. There might be a third middle size as well. But either way, you can hang these from trees, you can set them on tabletops, you could line your ceremony walkway with them. That would look beautiful as well. And lanterns, much like twinkle lights, are the perfect item for you to buy, use, and then resell to another couple who would like to use them for their own reception. Paper lanterns, if you're looking for that route, in various shapes and sizes, these are also always really visually stunning and can add a lot of interest to your space. All right, my friend. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. I hope you took away some design ideas. And most of all, I hope you go away from the show feeling confident that using our four guidelines, that you can trust that all the little design decisions that you're making along the way are indeed going to come together in the end for a show-stopping, Instagram-worthy reception decor look that you designed all on your own. If you have any really fun, creative design ideas or decoration projects that you're working on, I would love to hear about them. And you can come and find me on Instagram, Wedding Planning Podcast, all one word. You know what's the number one biggest regret that newlywed couples share? It's that our wedding came, went, and was over in the blink of an eye. So why not extend the experience out across multiple days and multiple events and make it a wedding weekend? There are just 6 easy steps to planning a life-changing wedding weekend, and you can access the formula right now when you visit weddingweekend.co. Take advantage of flexible payment options, or pay in full and get a complimentary wedding strategy call when you visit weddingweekend.co. I'll see you there.